Okay. Today is the 11th, right?
Yep, it's Monday.
Okay.
The 11th.
2024.
Yeah.
Well, today is about 10 more days and it'll be spring.
I was about to say that. I looked at the calendar today. It said the 19th.
Well,
9 days. 8 days.
8 days. And wow. Tomorrow is supposed to be what? 70?
No, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Not tomorrow.
Okay. Well, winter have not decided it was going to turn us loose yet, okay?
Yeah, that's true, but it's going to have to let go in about a week or so.
All right. And along with daylight saving time, boy, we're going to have a lot of fun now.
Yeah, it's going to be a bunch of... Hopefully it's not more violence. Hopefully it's not more violence. Every summer it brings violence. When I was growing up, every summer was very violent.
The spring break for Florida, the kids get out of college for spring break. They're already converging on Florida to start already. So.
Because they do that spring break stuff.
Yes, sir.
I mean, everybody want to be half-naked and ride around, get drunk, and hang out of cars and ride motorcycles or four-wheelers and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. They go right to Florida to do it.
In Georgia, Myrtle Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's to show you what education will do for you.
Higher learning, they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well... In Florida, a mom of five dies from a Brazilian butt lift. The family alleges the doctor was unapproved to perform the procedure, and she died of a cardiac arrest.
Lady just died getting the Brazilian butt thing.
Mm. Yeah. Brazilian butt lift.
That's
and
crazy.
A family is suing.
Cause the doctor wasn't, what'd you say? The doctor wasn't what?
A doctor was not approved.
That's crazy. How do you... Can I go get somebody a Brazilian butt lift? Because if he wasn't approved, then I wouldn't be approved either.
No, and what he did was he hit her kidneys.
Oh.
With a needle, and that just did it. She went into a cardiac arrest.
Yeah. Why would you be sticking a needle in her kidneys if you're giving her a butt lift? You gotta get stuck in your stomach?
No.
Well, he's stuck in it.
I guess he stuck her in the butt. I think the butt lift thing is an actual surgery. It's not like the butt injection.
It's just better. The next one, in Philly, children in Pennsylvania under the child welfare system are sleeping in the county offices.
Damn.
Don't have no beds and no room for them.
I be telling people it's hard out here. People don't... Whatever, man. That's bad if you gotta sleep at the damn welfare place.
The children, not grown-ups, kids.
They ain't on Chesley Street no more, boy, Chesley. So now where the welfare place at now?
They
should have left it there. Ain't nobody going
to... It's not there no more?
No.
You mean the one around the corner from your sister?
Yeah, it's not there no more.
For real?
No, it's on Old York Road and something.
Who the hell
right there?
Old York? I'm not...
Germantown and Old York Road, you know.
Hey,
that's a long distance.
That is.
Going to that one. You could have got off the L or the sub. Who the hell was going with it? Oh,
that was the Social Security office too, right?
Yes. No, Social Security office is still there.
Oh.
It just the welfare office has moved to Old York Road and whatever. So. So everybody got to want to move, so they move. What did you say?
You're not going to Oyer Road.
Okay, well, that's where it is. All right, the next one is, it is a jury duty scam now for money. Spark police warnings in Bucks County.
$9.
Don't nobody got time for $9. That sounds like some crack stuff right there.
That's what it is, $9.
That's what I said.
So what's the scam?
They're
sending people letters.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Saying that they want the money back if you don't show up for jury duty.
It's only $9, but they going to get their money back.
They pay you afterwards. They don't pay you before.
That's true.
That scam won't even work if you really know how it go.
Well, it's a scam now for money.
Man, it wouldn't scam me because I don't gotta do jury duty no more anyway, so.
Okay, here's the next one. In Massachusetts, this is a good one, Claude. The user deposited a personal check for $2,000. And the bank center gave him a misreading and said it was a check for $200. So the bank pulled the records from the ATM machine and told him it'd be a month or more before he can get deposit of $1,800, but they gave him $200.
He gotta wait a month for $1,000?
Yes. Now they know that the ATM stuck the personal check in there.
I know what he did. He put a check in at the Mac machine.
Yes, ATM machine.
He probably was playing around before with them. And they're going to freeze you, John, and they're going to make you wait. They ain't playing that game. A whole bunch of people did that before now. They not doing that game no more.
He got to wait 2 weeks some more.
Yeah, ain't nobody. That game old, man. They not playing that game. You only going to burn them one time. After that, that's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Highmark terminates 100 people in Pennsylvania.
Good. People don't believe that we in a recession and that people are still losing jobs. So
yeah.
Now they learning it. They gonna learn about these jobs real soon.
Yes, they are. In Indonesia, both pilots of a commercial airplane fell asleep.
I ain't going there. They killed what was that place the plane crashed?
Malaysia.
Yeah.
Nope.
They having problems with their pilots, and they'll never get me on the plane.
Both of them fell asleep.
Somebody in mid-air,
okay,
that's
causing the airplane to go off the runway course.
I'd have sued them pilots. They would have gave me them pilots' address. I'd have went to their house and I would have wore their ass out. I'm just telling you, I'd have wore them out.
That's crazy.
And I don't even like heights, and both of y'all fell asleep.
Not one pilot fell asleep, both of them.
They gonna call me B.A. Baracus because I'm about to jump on somebody. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
I'm about to box somebody's head off with that one. Both of y'all fell asleep on there and I was on here. Oh no, we're not doing that.
Well, I got one for you.
That was like good for me.
In Louisiana, it says, I got a letter that my daughter, who is 5 years old, owes Social Security $13,000. Mm. She thought it was a joke or a scam, but only to find out she had 30 days to pay the money back. $13,000.
You come take the 5-year-old? You gonna come take... You gonna take my daughter? Because we ain't got it. So you gonna take my daughter? they playing hardball now. They gonna auction off your daughter. Oh, they can't do that.
And they in Louisiana too?
Yeah, they can't do that though. They can try, they can't do that though.
Okay, here's another one.
That's gonna cause a lot of problems if they auction a little black little girl at 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're gonna have a problem.
They got a problem.
No, I'll you, do you a have 5 year old
owe Social Security $13,000.
Was she getting Social Security when she, you know, as a child?
You're only 5 years old.
I know, but you know, Social Security, they like to overpay people sometimes, and then they want their money back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what they did. They sent $13,000 to a five-year-old.
I'm
gonna
tell you.
Now, a five-year-old can't cash no check.
Right.
What a five-year-old gonna do? Take a check to the bank and say, give me the money?
The payee. They're going to get it from the payee. Because if they wrote the 5 year old check, she can't cash it, so they can send them the check back. But if the payee got that check deposited in their account and they started spending, because the 5 year old ain't spending nothing.
Mm-mm. But they going to want it back from the 5 year old because they gave it to the 5 year old. So,
what about your payee, though?
No. Your payee is just responsible for taking care of you and making sure your stuff is paid. But
they can't get that 5 year old.
They
check.
Will.
No.
They yeah, 5 year old can get a Social Security check.
Yes, you can.
How they gonna cash it?
It's gonna go into their account.
All right.
And a grown up is.
They parent can be their payee.
Right. Well, I was somebody paid before, so I'm asking you this. So, children under 13 gotta have a payee.
Right.
They don't get the check. The payee gets the check.
Yeah, but the money is for the kid. The money is in the kid name, so that's who's gotta pay it back. Not the payee.
Oh,
all right.
Well,
the payee is just the payee.
Well, five-year-old gotta get a job.
No, they gonna take it out her check over time.
No, they gave her 30 days to pay it back.
Oh, 30 days?
She ain't gonna handle check. They're gonna go lock the 5 year old up. Is that her name? Go get her.
Nah, they probably gonna put a garnishment or something for future wages.
Yeah, but shit. Yeah, by the time she start working, she gonna be mad. She gonna stop working in 13 years because she gonna be like, wait a minute, I was 5. She can get a lawyer though. He might be able to beat that case because I'm gonna put it on the payee. He gonna pay. I'm not paying if I was 5 years old. I ain't got nothing to do with it. You shouldn't even put that check in my name. You should have said, this is for, boom. But then the payee name should be there. Get them. I don't know how they're going to do this one.
No, the payee going to get them people back their money 30 days. Social Security, that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, they're going to put some stuff on his stuff, too.
That's a federal offense of fraud. Okay?
Oh, yeah, never mind that. He better give them back their money.
He's going to give them back their money. In 30 days, she's gonna have that money.
Damn,
whatever she gotta do to get that.
They told him how many days he had.
30.
They supposed to get him more than that. How they gonna pay $13,000 back in 30 days?
Don't spend that money they gave you and give it right back to them. That's what they trying to say. Cause if they just gave it to them, they letting them know right now. Don't spend it. We want it back in 30 days. So
give me back my
$13,000. Yeah, because if he spend that, he ain't gonna have it in 30 days. And you ain't gonna run from them, so that ain't even gonna work. We need to stop that one. That ain't even gonna work.
So any money that they gonna send you in April, forget it. You got April to get to pay it back. And you better give them that money. Or they will garnish your house, your car, and your income tax, whatever you think you got money in, they're going to get their $13,000. Or you won't be living in a house, or you won't be driving a car, okay, or anything else that got money. They gonna get it back that money.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Real quick. Cause the house they living in is more than $13,000. See, so. Okay, here's the next one. Irish Dairy Giant.
Who?
That produces the Kerrygold closes in Pennsylvania cheese plant, leaving 60 people out of a job.
They closed?
Yep, they closing now.
What is it?
It's the Kerrygold Dairy Company. You know, they make that cheese and stuff.
No.
Kerrygold cheese. They closing in Pennsylvania, and 60 people work there. They are not working there no more.
Hey, I mean, if I say it, I'm going to be flying, but I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back. Jobs are closing. That's all, jobs are closing.
All right, here's one for you. Walmart worker loses all but 67 cents in his after using an online banking app through Walmart. Walmart told him to put his paycheck in a Walmart account, and he lost his paycheck. And Walmart is not going to give him his money back.
That's what Walmart said.
He got in his account is 67 cents.
Tell him to call me up. I'll give him a lawyer.
They're going to get their own lawyer. Now, here's the next one. A recall. Turkey sausage. Johnsonville recalls more than 35,000 pounds of meat after it was found rubber in the meat. For more information, call 888-674-6854. And that was Johnsonville. Turkey sausage.
I think that's the red and white wrapper. You know, I've seen it
before. Yes.
White and blue or something. Yeah.
White and red.
Yeah, I'm cool.
All right, here's the next one. Conco gas station in Camden, New Jersey shuts down again after drivers are left stranded in contaminated gasoline due to the heavy rainfall. So they said that gas station will not open no more because when it rains, the gasoline gets contaminated. So they're going to shut that place down.
You'll be looking at them all crazy.
They already had 14 cars got damaged. It stalled, stopped running. For contaminated gasoline. All right, here's the next one. Claude, this is something else. Two in Iowa. 2 months after the school shooting in Iowa, the town, Iowa.
In Iowa,
2 months after the school shooting, Iowa town is losing its largest pork plant is closing.
I'm listening.
Say that again.
I'm listening.
Okay. Now, in South Jersey, a lawsuit over flesh-eating bacteria ends with millions of dollars and grief for a Sickleville family due to a delay in a undergoing orthopedic surgery in a hospital. The hospital took a long time to do this orthopedic surgery for this woman, so she died of flesh-eating bacteria. So her family is suing the hospital.
That ain't no quick thing either, so.
Nope. All right, Trader Joe's is battling bacteria and possible plastic in its prepared products and drink recalls in California. So we have a lot of contaminated food going around.
Yeah, I don't know why everything is so contaminated. It's crazy.
Because people in the factories where they are processed is not taking the time nor cleaning the facilities that they're using. Hmm. And bacteria grows from unclean surfaces, unclean areas, unclean hands, and it's just unclean. And down south, they don't care. Okay, this is in Mississippi and Louisiana. They don't care. Now in Arizona, China has to give back and resell the water line pipe back to Arizona. So this is going on now because Arizona is becoming a drought land now due to China taking this water. So that's it. Mm. Well, they lucky China want to leave Arizona. They didn't have to. But the state of Arizona sued China. They want that water back. Stop taking our water because we don't have none for our people. How stupid was that to sell it? Everybody know you need water. So that's it for me. What about you? You think the guests are coming?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. But people be aware of these scams. They're not playing. Because the banks is not going to replace your money right away. And some banks is not going to replace your money.
So
be careful.
Well, like I tell a lot of people, I still think we have like in the recession and all that stuff going on right now. I know it might not seem like it, but and a lot of people don't want to work. You know what I mean? So
and a lot of people are getting laid off.
Yeah, a lot
and jobs and just like this down south, the poultry factories closing down. A lot of factories are closing down. And if they close down, these people don't have jobs. And if the factories close down, what happened to the food that was produced by these factories? They're not going to do it anymore. So that means you're going to have less food being produced in these factories.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, Smithfield factory down south is owned by China.
Oh,
and if they shut that plant down, you're going to be in trouble. And nobody knows who owned what plant down south. You really don't know until it comes the public. And whoever thought that China bought Smithfield meats.
Who thought Smithfield sold it to China? That's the question. That's what my
question would be. My question also is show you how greedy Smithfield was. They wanted cash. And they got cash.
Oh, yeah.
And now look at the trouble they having. And just like Arizona sold themselves their waterway pipeline to China, cash.
Yeah.
Now they want China to give it back to them so they can give water to the state of Arizona. But they took their money. Nobody knew about it. So, that's it. Yes. So, there's a lot going on undercover that by the time it hits the public's eye, it's messed up. And you can't do nothing about it.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. It's a drought already in Arizona. They don't have enough water. And China ain't give back the water line yet.
Probably ain't
going
to give it back. They know what
and I'm you know Arizona is in a desert, 100 and some degrees. What are they going to do in that country with no water?
Good point.
So that's it. Okay, should we wrap it up or wait?
Yeah, we ain't waiting for him. I don't think he's going to get on today. So, should have been on by now. So, he's pretty much done. So, but I am expecting some, like, I think see if we can get a new guest on there tomorrow. Let me see. I was supposed to be explaining it to him, but I won't know until tomorrow because I'm supposed to talk to him about it sometime tonight. So.
Okay.
But yeah, we can wrap it up because I don't know what he's doing, but he's taking too long and we ain't got to wait because I'm pretty much done. I don't have no sports or nothing. I don't have nothing, no special stuff. Like I said, I was waiting until we had a good amount of people so I can go into the funeral thing. That's what my question was. So, you know, otherwise than that, that was it.
Okay. Well, let's wrap it up. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Even as we prepare to go to sleep tonight, I pray that you will protect and keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, known and unknown. Remember, God, those that are sick, wherever they may be. Lord, heal, deliver, and set free in Jesus' name. For those who have high fevers, God, regulate it, bring it down. Regulate pressure, regulate sugar and kidneys in the name of Jesus. And Lord, remember the military that is sick wherever they may be. Heal, deliver, and set free in Jesus' name. Remember those on these cruise ships that's sick. May your word touch, may your word heal, may your word deliver. Regulate heart, regulate pressure, and lower temperatures in the name of Jesus. Remember those in institutions, God, such as hospitals, nursing home, prisons, God, and mental institute. Heal, deliver, and set free. Get the doctors and the nurses how to care for the individuals in their care. And again, God, remember those in ICU, God, whether they be a child or adult, walk up and down these institutes or where they may be and show the doctors and the nurses how to care for the individuals in their care in the name of Jesus. Remember those that are homeless. It's still kind of cold, God. I pray that the city and state would give adequate healing. As well as provide affordable, convenient, and safe housing. Remember those who have PTSD, heal, deliver, and set free. Let them be able, God, to get the adequate medicine and care that they need. Expedite the time, God, that they get it. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for those that are touching and agreeing with us, that you heal, deliver, and set free. in the name of Jesus. And for those who have other situations and problems that may occur in their lives and for their family, I pray that you would intervene and take care of the situation. Be the battle axe for them, God. Show them and apply your blood of Jesus to cover every circumstances, every situation. And Lord God, move like you never did, because God, we don't have anybody but you. And if you don't do it, Lord, it won't get done. And we have situations that only you can fix, God. Only you can unravel them, that the best will come out of these situations in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we thank you. And remember our children, God. I pray that you will open their eyes so they can see you. Tenderize their heart to your purpose, plan, and will. And open their ears so they can hear. And whatever that is in their life, God, be it addictive to people, places, or things, deliver them, God. Set them free, God. Because your word said the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Deliver them, God, and help them, God, in Jesus' name. And as we end this prayer, God, forgive us of our sins, shortcomings, and failures, and apply the blood of Jesus to us, our family, our loved ones, and the prayer list. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night. Amen.